A Jewish Journal article. President and CEO of Jewish Community Foundation of LA to step down at the end of 2022. The Jewish Community Foundation of Los Angeles announced today that at the end of 2022, President and Chief Executive Officer Marvin I. Schottland will step down from a position he has held for more than 30 years. When I accepted this position in 1989, it never occurred to me that this would become the professional home where I'd reside for nearly half of the foundation's existence, Schottland said in a release. Since starting at the foundation in 1989, Schottland has presided over a period of sustained growth and transformation. The foundation, which was established in 1954, partners with donors to shape meaningful philanthropic strategies, magnify the impact of their giving and build enduring charitable legacies. Marvin Schottland's stewardship has been pivotal in building the institution into a pillar of strength and permanence for the benefit of our communities, as well as propelling it to preeminence as a funder of vital, high-impact causes and programs, said Foundation Board Chair Evan Schlesinger. On his watch, the foundation has achieved a national reputation for not only the depth and breadth of its grantmaking, but as a paradigm for philanthropic innovation that is now looked to and leveraged by other community foundations and funders. Under Schottland's leadership, the foundation's total charitable assets have grown from $90 million to about $1.5 billion. In the last 12 years alone, it has distributed more than $1 billion to nonprofits locally, across the nation and in Israel. The institution today ranks among LA's 10 largest foundations and is one of the largest Jewish community foundations in the U.S. measured by assets. I am enormously proud of the tremendous growth over the past three decades and the impact of foundation grantmaking, Schottland said. But this has been a team effort in every regard. It is enabled by the tireless work of our management team and staff, the dedication of our lay leadership, the support of our network of professional advisors, and the passion of our grantees. Of course, none of the foundation's success would be possible without the generosity of our donors who are united in their commitment to Tikkun Olam, repairing the world. Marvin's steady-handed leadership through the enormous challenges of the past 2 years, let alone for more than three decades, speaks to his immense capabilities in motivating those around him to give their utmost, added Schlesinger. He brings out the best in all of us. I count myself among the fortunate lay leaders and staff of the foundation who have had the opportunity to work alongside Marvin and extend heartfelt gratitude for his service and devotion. We are extremely fortunate that he will lead the institution for another year to enable an orderly changeover. The foundation will begin a national search to identify and select prospective candidates to succeed Schottland. With considerable board and management team continuity, the foundation expects the transition to be seamless.